Welcome to Season 2 Overture of Final Girl Standing. This is your sampling of what to expect from Season 2 of Final Girl Standing. Jesse, can you explain a little bit more what an overture means to us?
I would love that so much because overtures mean a lot. Mm-hmm. So we are musical theater children, childs of the
veterans
theater.
Veterans of the musical theater
world.
Yes,
exactly. And so because of that, an overture, if you're not familiar, is the piece of music at the start of the show. The curtain is closed at this point, and they're set in the scene with little samplings of each song to come. Mm-hmm. So you get to hear that, you know what I mean? And get prepped in your mind and your body, your soul, spirit.
So this is our way of prepping your mind, body, soul, and spirit for the season you're about to listen to.
Exactly.
And that is Season 2, baby, of Final Girl Standing. Let's introduce ourselves in case you don't know who we are. Mm-hmm. My name is Alyssa. I use they and she pronouns. I am a whore for horror. TM.
Yep, TM. TM for
the burly girlies. The burly girlies, who, if you don't know who they are, listen to the opening of this podcast when we play our intro. Mm. But my name is Alyssa, like I said. I'm part of this dynamic duo that creates this podcast. I love horror movies. I love all things horror. I really began my obsession with horror when I was a teenager, and I'm now officially a horror podcaster. So I really come full circle with my obsession with horror movies.
Now you get to talk about it.
Now I get to talk about it. And everyone has to listen to me talk about it.
Everyone has to
everyone listen. Everyone is a mandatory listening experience. All American citizens must participate in listening to me talk about horror movies.
Honestly, you're welcome for that. So I am Jessie. I'm also on the podcast.
Hell yeah, you are.
Yeah, I am what I've described in the past as a horror ally, as I am new to the scene. I definitely did not indulge in horror growing up, like, at all. It was very scary to me, and I have a very elaborate imagination. So if I watched, like, a trailer, I would instantly have nightmares for, like, weeks. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I've grown past that through a group of spoopy friends, one of whom being Alyssa.
That's me.
Who is also the idea generator behind this whole concept, and also our expert on set. So I'm just here to, like, be an ally to this horror enthusiasm.
You bring a lot to the table as far as your allyship, so.
Thank you so much. That's my that's my goal. Now, at the beginning of this season, we decided to do something very, like, witchy, mm-hmm. which is to pull from an oracle deck mm-hmm. to sort of set the scene for season two.
We wanted to figure out what were the vibes coming into this season. Last season, to kind of introduce ourselves in our overture, we talked about what tarot card sort of represented us in this journey. And I definitely still resonate with that. If you haven't heard season one and the overture, go listen to it if you want. Mm-hmm. But with that being said, Jessie, do you want to talk about what we kind of set the scene with this season?
I would love to. So we pulled from the deck called The Stars Divine. Mm-hmm. And The Stars Divine was created, written and designed by Alejandra Luisa León. And they wrote an incredible deck. I just highly recommend going and checking it out if you ever.
It's a gorgeous oracle deck.
Yeah. I don't know if there's still some available, but just 10 out of 10 would recommend. And so Alyssa and I took some time to shuffle up the cards together. We both touched the deck.
We put our energy in there.
Mm-hmm. We really wanted it to grasp, like, our vibes going into starting the season. And the card we pulled was called Cardinal, which I'm looking at the definition now. So please hold while I pull up that definition in this cute little booklet provided by Alejandra. Okay. So cardinal signs initiate each season. I could not make this up.
You really can't.
It's really, truly this. Okay, so the first day of Aries is the spring equinox, Cancer the summer solstice, Libra the fall equinox, and Capricorn the winter solstice. This gives these signs leadership qualities. So pretty fucking cool that we pulled cardinal as the beginning of season two.
That means we're making moves in season two, baby.
Mm-hmm,
We're going in a upward trajectory as far as our podcasting dreams.
Yes, amen. We'll post the card online and tag the artist if we can.
Hell yeah, let's do it.
Cool.
Okay, so let's get into this podcast. At the beginning of this overture, I want to kind of break it down for you, what you're looking at, what you are investing your time in when you choose to listen to this podcast. So Final Girl Standing is an absolutely iconic podcast where we pit final girls from horror movie fame against each other in a March Madness style bracket. So, Jessie.
Yes. Each week we will watch two movies. We assess the skill level of those final girls involved, and then we put them in an imaginary battle that Alyssa and I create on the spot. So whoever's going to win the fight is unknown to us going into each episode. Mm-hmm. Nothing is predetermined.
Yes.
We are just goofing and fangirling until someone dies.
Exactly. Precisely. That being said, the bracket is going to be posted on our social medias. So if you want to follow us on social media, we really encourage you to get involved with predictions, who you think is going to win the fight. So we kind of post our bracket, we post our fight winners. And also, if you follow us on social media, then you're able to kind of get involved in the journey of Final Girl Standing. Because last season, we asked you guys what Final Girls you want to see in this season, and some of them pop up in the bracket.
I know.
So where can they follow us? They can follow us on Instagram at Final Girl Standing Pod and on Twitter at Final Girl _pod. Again, like I said, we'll post the bracket information there. Mm-hmm. We'll post updates about new episodes dropping. So be sure to follow us there. And also, something that is kind of a precursor to listening to episodes is that there will be major spoilers in each episode for both films that we cover. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of your homework to watch the movies before you listen to the episodes.
Exactly. And then you can kind of like form some opinions along with us. Then you can tweet us what you think characters' astrological placements are.
Yes, which is, speculate.
Yeah, it'd be so helpful to hear from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also I am so excited for y'all to hear who is in this bracket, which we're going to get there.
Yes.
I don't want to jump the
gun
or anything.
Before we get there, though, Jesse, as always, can you break down for us what is a final girl and what are our criteria for a final girl?
Yes. So not only did we listen to some of your suggestions, but we also have our own criteria for what a final girl is. And it is as follows. A certain number of people have to die in the film besides her. Mm-hmm. She has to survive the movie. Mm-hmm. She has to be a key player in eliminating the threat somehow. And she has to be the only one left to tell the tale.
Yes,
she's the storyteller. she embodies the spirit of the final girl, mm-hmm. which is very specific.
It is very specific.
And franchise girls, we're going to give them their own bracket.
Yes. So I know last season we told y'all, you were like, Where are they? Where is Sydney? Where is Lori? Where is Nancy? Where are these bitches? Why don't we see them in the bracket? It's because we want to honor them with their own brackets and their own seasons. Mm-hmm. And so season two will not include any major franchise girls.
Right.
But if you keep listening, you might hear about season three.
Maybe season three the big bracket. Oh, okay. But there are so many final girls to honor.
Yes.
So that being said, we reserve the right to break any of these rules at any time if we decide that we need to incorporate a specific girl from a horror film.
Yes.
So that's how we're going to predetermine these folks.
It's our podcast, and if you have a problem with it, you can come fight me physically.
You can tweet us. don't fight us physically, maybe.
I would love to fight someone physically.
Yeah, I know you would, but like, let's keep the peace. Okay. So now that you know the criteria, let's hear who's in the bracket this season.
Woo! Okay, here we go. So season two of Final Girl Standing, the official bracket is as follows. Episode 1 will be Sarah from The Descent versus Tess from Barbarian. Episode 2 will be Adelaide from Us versus Miss Caroline from Little Monsters.
This is Lupita Nyong'o versus Lupita Nyong'o.
Which is a Lupita versus Lupita episode, which means at least one Lupita is making it to tier 2.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, let's keep going. Episode 3, Cecilia from The Invisible Man versus Aaron from Your Next. And then episode 4, Mia from Evil Dead, the 2013 version, versus Maxine from X. So that is the official bracket for season 2. Woohoo! You do not need to memorize this. It'll be in our show list, our episode list, as well as on our social media if you want a context for what the bracket looks like.
Yes, we'll have visuals for you.
Yes.
All right. So for those of you who joined us for season 1, we are so stoked to go on this next chapter with you. Thank you so much for your support. We are so excited. For you new babies, welcome.
Welcome!
Feel free to listen to season 1 if you want, or you can just come for season 2. Choose your own adventure.
Choose your own adventure.
We love that you're here.
Yeah.
Either way, we are in for a bloody good time.
Woohoo!
To find out who will be crowned the final girl standing.
Woo!
Okay, see you.
Okay,
see you.
Okay, bye. Okay, bye. Bye.